grand. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marasi Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, the schus Yisrael Daniel Banner Shlita, the schus Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris Hana Miriam, the schus Rabbi David Roman Maris Hana Miriam, the schus Naomi Sarbas Maris Hana Miriam, the schus Rabbi Moshe Ben Reizel, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Baracha, Purushlem Sach Shachal Yisrael. We're learning the Sigi of Holech Kischi based on the Imre Ruvin and Gittin. It says in the Gemara on Gittin that if you dalet amid Aleph, Itmar Holech Mane Lepoloni Shani Chayev Lo Amar Rav Chayev Bach Riusov in Balach Zor and Chozer, Shulam Ritosh Chayev Bach Riusov in Balach Zor Chozer. So if somebody says give $100, 100 zuz to Ploni that I owe him, give him mana. So Rav says he's chayv b'achrayus. The sender is responsible for it until for the money until it reaches the hand of the receiver. And if he wants to retract, he can't. It's too late. He gave it. Shmuel says no. Mitoch shechayv b'achrayuso. Since he's chayv b'achrayus, in balach zor chozer, he can still retract. Since he's chayv b'achrayus, he's still responsible for the item, for the money. So he's allowed to retract. Maybe they're arguing whether holech is kischi, that Rav holds it's la holds that it's kischi and therefore eino chozer. Shmuel holds it's kischi. It's like saying bizocha for him, acquire for him. And Shmuel holds it's lav kischi. It's not like saying acquire for him. And memelim balach zor Chozer, because he's not acquiring for him. Mar Sava Rav holds that holech is kischi, and therefore there's no retracting. And Shmuel holds there is retracting, because holech is lav kischi. And so the Gemara now, the kuliyama holech kischi. Dami, everybody else holech is kischi. Vacha pukam vacha miflegi. And this is what they're arguing about over here. Mar Sava Lar Minan Migo. Mar Sava Minan Migo. Shmuel Rav holds we don't say amigo. Everyone holds holech is kischi, so already belongs to the receiver. The question is, do we say Migo? Do we say Mitoch Shechayv Bachrius? So since he's Chayv Bachrius, he can change his mind. Rav says, no, we don't say this Migo. Shmuel says, yes, we do they say this Migo. Since he's responsible, he can still change his mind. We have to understand this Migo. We also have to understand why Rav doesn't accept the Migo. We also have to understand what the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is. Rav Baruch Ber, in his Birchas Shmuel, writes, the Birchas Shmuel is a very hard sefer to read, to understand. He writes as follows: V'hinei nira lahazir esvarasu the Shmuel shecholek al Rav sober the holech kitzchi yochol lachzor mishum darmin and migo v'chakarti my time with the Shmuel inem od aizeh lo arminin holech kitzchi od afilu b'zocha nami yochol lachzor le Shmuel. What this means is that the Birchas Shmuel has it's sad to say that the explanation in the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is, if we say migo or not, would depend on his kavana. It's tali b'kavanasa that he doesn't want to give it to the malveh, since he's still responsible. And we see the same idea. That's what he says. V'chakarti my time with Shmuel. Why, according to Shmuel, do we say that migu mitoch shechayv b'achriyuso, since he's responsible, he can retract. Dali deizeh lo amrinan holech kischi. Because of this, we don't say holech kischi, because his intention is that he should be able to retract. Maybe it's not totally in his intention. He can retract no matter what. We see the same idea in Shirei Reb Shmuel, in our Sugya and Sifkat and Reish Nuntes. Vev Shalaymar, da svar de migu, habe rak svar loymar, da afagabde ba'alma holech kischi. Hacha mitoch shchai bach riuso, Ein kavanaso kizchi. So here it's barur. His normally holy is kizchi, but here his kavana is not kizchi. But if it was kizchi, if saying take it meant that he should already be zoch, he should already acquire it, then the chiyuv achrayus wouldn't give him the right to retract. So it's totally b'chavanaso. Really, kuliam ole kizchi. And here Shmuel says this migu, because he doesn't intend to give it to him, since he's chayv b'achrayus, he doesn't want the whole kizchi. So it's hard to say that the whole machlokas here is what his kavan is. It's not the mashmaos of the Gemara, and it's not the mashmaos of the Gemara that the machlokas Rabban Shmuel's and the Metzias. Is he intending to keep it back for himself or not? That Shmuel says he is, Rab says he isn't. Anyway, they themselves, Shmuel and the Birka Shmuel, retracted this explanation, but for other reasons. From the Ramban, because of the Ramban, they said their explanation can't be correct. So they gave another mahalach, both Rab Shmuel and the Birchas Shmuel, Rab Baruch Ber. So we'll read the lashon of Rab Shmuel because it's more clear. Ulam Ramban kasav the kulei amalo pligi the lashon holech is holech. The lashon holech dikizchihu. Ela the Shmuel savor afo pishu kizacha. Yachol achzer bo diavshal liskos bo meyachas shebrishu zu omdim uchayev achriyusan uvor disvir leil haramban den ischadish kandin mesuyam den mitoch shechayev achriyuso yachol achzer bo. What does this mean? Apparently what he means is that Shmuel holds that mitzad hilchos chov, there's no chiyuv on the love that the money of the malve and the achrayus, the responsibility of the money, should be on him. Therefore, since we say that he's chayv b'achrayuso, because until the money came to the rishus hamalve, he's responsible. Memela, the schus of the malva is not b'toras piron. Since he remains responsible, so he's not giving it as payment. Ela d'shmuel savar afal pishu kizacha yachal achzer bo. Even though he was zocha, he can still retract. D'yefshu liskos bo. Because he can't be zocha in this money yet. Me'acha she'b'reshu zu omdim. Because they're not yet in his reshus. So there's no chiyuv on the love that the money should be in his responsibility, under his responsibility. And since we say that he is responsible, since the money hasn't yet come into the reshus of the malva, he's going to be responsible. And meila, the malva doesn't get a piron yet. There's no payment yet. And that he wanted to be mezakim in the money was b'toras piron, was his payment. He doesn't want to give gifts. He wants to pay up. But there's no payment here because he's still responsible. But as long as he's responsible, there's no piron. This is the language of Rab Shmuel. The Svir Leil Shmuel, the Mitzad, Hilchas Chov, like a Chiyuv Ala Lovish, you are Mos Shalam Malve, the Chiyuv Achrayas Olav. The Mitzad, the halachas of this debt, there's no obligation on the Love, that the Mos of the Malve, and the obligation, the responsibility. should be upon him. And since this is the case, here that we say that he's responsible, since the money hasn't yet come into the rishus, the malva, he's still going to be responsible. Memela ain't schus hamalva b'taras piron. The malva doesn't have a schus b'taras piron. And not that he wanted to give him to b'taras piron is not good. Because it's not a matter of what his kavan is. He wants to pay up, but he's still responsible. So since he's still responsible, it can't be considered payment yet. Him being responsible prevents it from being b'taras piron. Because how can it be piron if I'm still responsible for the money as long as it hasn't come into your pocket? Me, the borrower. So Holei Kischi is not going to help if he's still responsible for the money. For Rav Palik, says Rav Shmuel, V'svirilei de'b'chal chiyuvei alo v'lamalve, ikanami of sharos shamos yushal amalve, v'chiyav v'chorei sadayim mutal ala love. V'lomrin amigu. Rav holds, no. Included in the obligations of the love to the malve are the possibility that the mos will belong to the malve and the responsibility will still be on the love. And it hasn't yet come into his pocket. The love will be responsible. The money already belongs to the malve. Ulefiza pligi Rav Shmuel b'din. Vena machokas mumdina grade. And according to this, Rav and Shmuel are arguing b'din, not b'umdina. They're arguing, what's the din if I give it to somebody and I'm still responsible? I'm the love. I give money to somebody and I'm still responsible. Could that be considered piron? Rav says that... It's considered piron. Rav says it's payment. You're right, I'm responsible, but I still paid. Holech kischi. And I paid for this, I repaid the person, and still responsible, that's part of my obligation. And Shmuel says it's not part of my obligation to be responsible. If I'm still responsible, that prevents it from being a piron. It's no payment. It's no repayment. If you want to hear the lashon of the of Rav Baruch Ber's lashon is Atam Shashmu Mavar Rabban Ali Desha Birshuso Omdim Vuchayv Bachriusan Biradover Didina Schia Toluim Havidin Havizekidin Hatora Biradover Dimyesh Din Beshibut Shalalove Shemachuyev Lahachzir Lakabal Lachrayas Alpia Choshen Mishpat Az Havishaych Din Zchia Lein Shenu Yochel Lachzir. Avo be'emes sover Shmuel de eino meshubet al pitora. Shmuel holds he's not meshubet al pitora to be responsible. Midin eved lova lishmav lavil yadam alva b'mafkid v'achrayusa. He's not responsible for this money. Alken lo shayach schiya davekimu kumosh eino mechuyiv b'piron kazeh. He's not mechuyiv in such a piron. V'lenosen lo l'b'tora as piron. He gave it him as payment, but he's not chayiv in such a payment that he should be responsible for it. But he's responsible. Like that's the way Rav holds, says Rav Baruch Ber. Then, even though he's responsible, he still can't retract because that's the way of repaying it. You're still responsible for the money until it goes back to his pocket. And Shmuel holds no. If I'm going to be responsible, al pi choshen mish, but I don't have to be responsible. If I'm still responsible for this until it goes into his hand, so mela, that can't be considered piron. Because I'm still responsible. So how's that payment? It's going into your pocket, but it already is yours. But I'm still responsible for it. How's that proper payment? I'm still responsible. So therefore, according to Shmuel, in balachzer chozer, since he's chayv bachrayas, and Rav holds no, this is part of his obligation. Shmuel holds it's not part of your obligation to be responsible. Therefore, it's not considered payment if you're still responsible. Rav holds it is part of your obligation to be responsible. And therefore, you're responsible, and it's part of your payment. So we're going to go on a different derech, explain as follows. Ish lachkor b'yisod chiyuvei achrayus lagabei chafotzim. What's the din of responsibility regarding objects? Is it an obligation al karkavta de gavra Misha Shishal Love as a Dover, Vubin of Saf Lazesh Chai Lachzer as a Mechavet Hamushal, Ode Shlom Shalom is Chadesh Bishas Shaila Shum Chiu Bachrais Akakaf to the Gavr from the Atzmo, El Shinin Achiu Bachrais Uchelik Meatsim Achiv Shalachzer as a Chavet Shishal. How do you understand responsibility to the Gabe Chafatsim that a person borrowed or lent? Things that he borrowed or money that he borrowed, is pshat that there is a specific chiyuv on the person. In addition to the fact that he has to return the item, he's also responsible for the item. He has to return it. And he also has achrayus. He also has a chiyuv achrayus. He also has an additional chiyuv that he's responsible for this item, that nothing should happen to it. He has to return the item itself. And he also has achrayus on the item. What does this mean? If he has to return the item itself, then he has achrayus on the item. What are these two things? As we're trying to say like this, that maybe it's a chiyuv shecholak or kafta de grava, that on the head of the person is a chiyuv of achrayus, in addition to the chiyuv to return the object. Or no, there's no chiyuv achrayus. Included in the obligation to return the object is the chiyuv achrayus. So the second side is pashut. Including his obligation to return the object is the chiyuv achrayus. It's one and the same. So what's the first side in the chakira? So the explanation is, and this apparently is a chakira of Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that every chayfetz hamushal, every borrowed object, has two inyanim. One is the etzem hachayfetz, and then there's the shabius hachayfetz. There's the object itself, and then there's the value of the object. The kasher shal chayfetz, mutal av lahachzir is etzem hachayfetz. When you borrow an item, you have to return the item itself. And you also have to return the value of the item if the item got lost. Let's say I borrow your car from you. And afterwards I say to you, how much does the car cost? And you tell me it costs $20,000. I say, here's $20,000. No. I gave you the shavis of the chayfetz, but I didn't give you the gufa chayfetz. So there are two issues here. There's the value of the item, and then there's the item itself. So what's pshat in the chiyuv achrayus? Since there are two aspects, are there two different chiyuvim? There's a chiyuv on the guf hachefetz, they have to return the item itself, and there's also a chiyuv, they have to return the value of the item. Or no, it's one and the same. You have to return, including the fact that you have to return the guf of the item is the value, because the guf of the item itself has also the value of the item. So those are the two tzadim. It may be you have two different obligations. You have an obligation to return this car. You have an obligation to return the value of $20,000. Don't think you can't return this. You don't have to return the car. You have to return the car. When you return the car, you're mekayim both. But these are two separate chiyuvim. You're mekayim that you return the car, and you're mekayim that you gave the guy back his $20,000. Or no, it's one chiyuv. You have one chiyuv, and that chiyuv is to return this car that values $20,000. So based on this, maybe we can understand the machlokes between Rab and Shmuel. And this would work beautifully with the lashon of the Gemara. Rab holds Shishayichin in chiyuv achrayus. Rav holds there's such a thing as achrayus, even though he can't retract from the etzem money or from the etzem object, because Rav holds that they're two separate things. When I borrowed money, so I'm obligating myself in money, I have to give you back. I borrowed $1,000, I have to give you back $1,000. And I'm also obligated in the value, in the shavius. I'm obligated to return to you the value, something that values $1,000. It's worth $1,000. That's the way Rav holds. Rav holds that they're two separate chiyuvim. The chiyuv achrayus isn't connected to the chiyuv on the etzem achefetz. Yes, I have to give you $1,000, and in addition, I have to give you the value of $1,000. Rav shesavur sheshayach inyan chiyuv achrayus al pishani yochol lachzor bakesef or bachefetz. He holds that a chiyuv achrayus is not connected to the object itself, to the chefetz itself, or to the money itself. Rather, you have an obligation on your head to make sure that he gets the value of $1,000. And this applies, this is key, this applies even if the object itself is no longer in my hands. In other words, according to Rav, when I give the shliach, say I'm the love, when I give the shliach the $1,000 to give back to the malve, I fulfilled my obligation to give back the etzem money. Here I gave him the money. But I still have to make sure that he gets the value of $1,000. The money itself he got, but has he received the value of $1,000 yet? No, because it's not yet in his hands. These are two separate things. The money itself he has, but it has no value. What value is there when somebody else is holding on to the money for me? So formally speaking, he's acquired the money. It's his money. But he doesn't have the value. I have to make sure that he gets the value. That's the chiyuv achrayus. Achrayus is responsible that he receives this value. And right now he has no value. He's not in his hands yet. So until it comes into his hands, you can't say that he's received the value. And therefore, can he retract? No. Holech kischi, yes, the money is his. The money, the gufa money is his. These bills are his. They're 10 crispy $100 bills. Those 10 crispy $100 bills are his. But I'm still responsible to make sure that he has the value of $1,000, which right now he doesn't yet have. Because that's what achrayus is, that I'm responsible that it comes into his hand, that he can use it, he can benefit from it. Right now he can't benefit from it. So Rav says he's chayv b'achrayus, but in balach zorayno chozer. Shmuel says no, you have it all wrong. Mitoch shechayv b'achrayus in balach zor chozer. He holds that the chiyuv achrayus is a siman that the object is still in his rishus, because the gedurin in achrayus is like the second sad. It's not a separate chiyuv. It's me'etzem chiyuv achzaras achefetz. If you hold it's me'etzem chiyuv achzaras achefetz, then if I'm still responsible, then it's the chefetz hasn't yet come into his rishus. V'mi'eshkan chiyuv achrayis or emuchah shachefetz atayim rishusa. So it must be the $1,000 is still in my rishus. You can't separate the two. According to Rav, you can separate the two. You can say the $1,000 are in your rishus, but I'm still responsible because you don't have the value of $1,000 yet. You can't enjoy the $1,000. Until that point, Rav says, until you can enjoy the $1,000, I'm still going to be responsible. Shmuel holds no. It's one and the same. The chiyuv of the etzem, achzaras etzem achefetz, is equal to the chiyuv achrayus. And if you tell me that I'm still responsible, that means that the etzem achefetz hasn't yet come into his hand. If the etzem achefetz hasn't yet come into his hand of the malve, then I can retract. In other words, Shmuel says the reason there's a chiyuv achrayus is because it's still in my rishus. And that's the Lashon of Shmuel. The Lashon of Shmuel is, Mitoch Shechayev Bachri Yuso, since I'm still responsible in Balach Zer Chozer, I can retract. That means you haven't gotten the money itself. The Imbalach Zer Chozer, these 10 crispy $100 bills, I can take them back because I'm responsible, and that shows that the money isn't yours yet. Rav holds these are two separate things. Yes, I'm Chayev Bachrayus. That's one responsibility. I have to make sure that the value of $1,000 comes into your hand. But in addition to that, in Balach Zer Chozer, but the money itself, this, the guf, a cheftz of the mammon, that already belongs to you, because these are two separate obligations. I have one obligation to give you the money back, which I already did. Now it's your money. And I have an additional obligation to make sure that you get the money, you can enjoy the money. And that I haven't yet done. So therefore I can't retract. Because the money's already yours. But I'm still responsible because I have an additional obligation. And that additional obligation behooves me to make sure that I don't retract and I make sure that it comes into your hand. So Rav says that the Chiyuv Achrayus isn't telling the Etzem HaChefetz. Yes, the object itself is already in his hand, but I'm still responsible for it. I still have an additional obligation and responsibility to make sure he gets it. And that's the Bi'ur Divrei Ramban. The Shmuel Sav, Raf al Pishahu Kizacha. Even though the Malve already got the money, Yochel Lachzer Bo Diefshar Liskos Bo, he can be Chozer, because the Malve can't be Zoch in this money. Me'achashir Rishus Ze Omdim V'chayiv Bach Yusuf. No, they're still in his Rishus. And he's still responsible. So that's a proof that the money hasn't yet gotten into the, doesn't yet belong to the Malve. That the Chiyuv Achrayus, according to Shmuel, is Shayach only because it's still Rishuso. Because the Chiyuv Achrayus is an outcome of his Chiyuv to be Machzir the Chayfetz. And if he's still Chayv and Achrayus, then he still hasn't yet returned the Chayfetz. They go together. And Rav says these are two different things. He has to make sure that the money goes into the guy's hands. That's one obligation. He has another obligation to give the Yatza money. So the money already belongs to him. He gives it to the Shliach. And then Viter, now that the money hasn't yet come into us, he can't retract, but he's still Chayv Bachrayus. All right, so that is the some insight into this sugya. Of course, there's a lot more to say, Baruch Hashem, but hopefully we've seen son of flaws mitaras Hashem Yisbarach, and we should be zochet to see a lot more. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.